Goedenavond en welkom bij het programma In de Platenkast van de Primo. Ik, Pieter Tinberg, iedere week duik in de platenkast van de bekende en of interessante Amsterdammer. When, ik ga even in het Engels praten, dat is niet voor niets. When we are still in the middle of the holidays, someone who can really look different to our own country. She really always, she already lives for quite a while in Amsterdam, 6 years to be precise. Oh, not really sure about that. But she's a real traveler, about which she also has made many vlogs, for example on YouTube, where I obviously found her. She is an American, a Southern Belle, to call it in her own words. She has compared the US to the Netherlands, and in one of the vlogs she said she had to get used, for example, to that you couldn't get any guns here, which is for some Americans something to get used to. She must like it here if she and her husband are already staying here for quite a while in Amsterdam North, to be precise, just like me, which also resulted in a vlog, for example, and how many Americans have done that, about the NDSM Werf, for example, or other things in that part of Het Ei. Her name is Jessica Cutrofelio, which for me thinks, I think she has an Italian origins, at least for some part. Most probably will ask her, or I'll ask her. But her website is called A Wanderlust for a Life. A pleasure to meet her here in studio, Jessica Cutrofelio. A warm welcome in this studio.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Okay, nice to hear. And you also, like almost every guest, has brought some music with you. What were your own criteria? How did you look at it?
I saw music as something that makes me feel something that I think represents something. And for most of the music that I brought, if not all of it, it just makes me feel very happy. And some of it's very reminiscent of when I was growing up in that carefree time.
Oh, okay. In the US or also at other places?
Well, it spans quite a bit of time, but both. But, you know, I grew up with Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, things like that. Eventually got into Taylor Swift, you know.
Yes. And what are we going to start with?
Oh, what should we start with?
Backstreet Boys is the top of the list, but you can also change if you want to hear something else as first, no problem.
Yeah, let's do Backstreet Boys. Great place to start, always.
Okay, and was there a specific reason besides the fact that it's obviously about your youth, in your youth, but was there also another reason, maybe? Or,
well, which song did I pick? I don't even remember.
What are the chances? Chances is American chances. British, of course. Yeah.
I speak British sometimes with an accent sometimes if I'm around
speak,
it.
As an American, you also speak sometimes British?
It depends on who I'm around, to be perfectly honest. Yeah. I kind of catch on a little bit.
Okay.
But this song specifically, What Are the Chances? It's a newer song from the Backstreet Boys, but it just it makes me feel very happy. Like when I found my husband, we met in college and we're still together. We actually just celebrated 18
making
years together.
Making radio, eh? You just sat in the doorway. You met each other making radio.
Or? Yeah, we met each other my freshman year in radio club of all places. So I'm extra excited to be here.
Yeah, you're a little bit home in some ways. Mm-hmm. Okay, but we're now going to listen to the Backstreet Boys Chances, aren't we?
Yes.
Smiled at me. What if I had noticed you too? And you never showed up where I happened to be. What's a girl like you doing in a place like this on a quiet night? What are the odds? What's a guy like me doing in a place like this? I could have just walked by. Who would have thought? What are the said it to me. Of all of the plans that I couldn't make, of all of the nights that I couldn't sleep.
tonight you're listening to in the podcast from Jessica. Yeah, how do you pronounce this? Cutrufello?
Cutrufello. Cutrufello.
Yeah, but L.
Right, yeah, it's Italian. Okay. It's my husband's last name, so.
Oh, it's your husband's. Okay, so you're not Italian origin, but your husband is.
No, correct, yeah. So his family, the family name is from Sicily specifically.
Oh, yeah.
I'm more of the German-English variety with my maiden names and family names.
Yeah, but because that's something I thought, just good or failure, but in the Netherlands, it's kind of not done to ask somebody about its origin, because then you say, oh, you're Moroccan or something like that.
Mm.
Well, in America, everybody does, seems, as far as I can know, because I've never been in the United States, so I'm not a real expert on that, but I know in discussions, it's no big deal if you say, it's no big deal if you say you're from Polish origin or German or whatever. Or is there also some incorrectness in it?
No, it's really funny because it's kind of a joke now that Americans are always trying to find this other, like where they came from, like their origin story, if you will. And a lot of people like to do that because I don't know, like maybe they just think Americans boring. I have no idea like what's going through people's minds, or if it's just another identity that you want to cling to.
Yeah.
Because you're always raised a certain way, right? Like my grandmother, I remember she makes the best spaghetti. Is it Italian spaghetti? No. She's of German heritage, but she makes the best spaghetti in my opinion until I went to Italy. But yeah, I think it's really interesting because a lot of Americans are trying to figure out their roots for whatever their personal reason is.
Yeah, but what's wrong with that, I say? I mean, as long as you don't do any opinion about it, as long as you don't say, well, you're British, what the hell? But you just think it's interesting. Why not, I'd say?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, but what does a girl, how did someone with German, and what else did you say? English and German, basically. And third generation, fourth generation, or?
Oh, goodness. I don't even know. It's way back. It's 1700s, I believe.
Yeah.
So my grandmother, somebody in the family, some distant relative of me, they put together the big family tree.
Yeah.
And so I have seen that, and it's pretty massive. So it's been a while. Yeah.
Okay. So some of your ancestors were there when the United States became independent.
I think so. I don't remember the exact date. Now I want to go back and look at it.
Yeah. But now you're already, I said 6 years because in some vlogs you said it, but maybe that were vlogs of 2 years ago. So I'm not really sure. But are you already living 6 years in Amsterdam or even longer?
8 years.
8 years already.
Yeah.
Okay. And also 8 years in Amsterdam Noord?
5 years in Amsterdam Noord. We went from east to west to Noord.
Yeah.
So 3 months in east, 3 years in west, and now 5 years in Noord, which is where we plan to stay.
For let's say the next 10 years or something like that.
At least. I mean, it's this is home.
Yeah.
This is home now. So, yeah.
How did Amsterdam Noord become, when did you start to realize Amsterdam Noord is home?
When I started seeing house prices. It's really as simple as that.
That doesn't feel very homish, like, to be honest.
Well, no, we started looking for our own place, and just the prices of home.
Also, by the way.
We do not, no. Okay. No, but we wanted a little bit more space than we had in the West.
Yeah.
And once we got there, we loved it, and we know our neighbors, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's something different between North and many other places, and seems to be, yeah.
Yeah, I knew my neighbors in, like, my, you know, vertical building, so the four other families who live there, but I didn't know anybody else on my street, and so it's really nice that, you know, we have each other's backs, and if somebody goes away, like, we'll keep, you know, an eye on the place, or, you know, it's just, it's a good community feeling, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I moved from the Pipe to the North, and that was indeed also there a big difference. But Amsterdam wasn't the first place where you lived abroad in the United States, was it? I mean, why at all did you decide to go abroad, to say some of the basic questions?
Yeah, good question. Obviously, everybody kind of wants to know that origin story again with how we got here.
Yeah.
Or
was it already a girl of 6 years who thought, when I grow up, I Don't Want to Stay Here, or was it later, or when did it come to exist?
It was much later. My first taste of Europe was when I was 16. My grandparents took me on a river cruise. It started in Vienna, ended in Amsterdam. So I think
it's from the Rhein then.
Yeah, the Rhein and the Danube. Yeah. And I just think it's hilarious that the first time I came here, I left, you know, from Amsterdam Schiphol Airport. And this is, you know, that's my home airport now, which I obviously use a lot. But no, it was a case of I had been to Europe. My husband and I went to Europe on a group trip with school. Yeah. He loved it. He literally would not shut up. He was moving to London. He was like, I'm going to make it happen. And he ended up getting his Italian citizenship through his ancestry.
Yeah.
So that made it, you know, legal for us to move here. And Amsterdam just came up because it was one of a couple places where he knew that he could get work based on the type of work that he does.
Yeah.
And so we did like a test trip the year before.
It's also
we moved.
A little bit, which it's not opinion at all, but it's also a little bit a husband thing, is it? If he would have somehow got the best job in Texas, you would have gone there to stay in an extreme way.
Nobody's ever asked me that before.
Oh, okay.
That is crazy. No, it's because everybody gets the same, you know, expat immigrant questions, and nobody's asked me that before. Okay. I don't know. It was his idea.
Yeah.
For sure. But I wanted it. I loved traveling around Europe. I also wanted to get out of my bubble.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I grew up, went to school, and then we were living within an hour of my hometown.
Because were you in, I mean, my idea about Southern atmosphere is Forrest Gump, for example, or cool, some of the other movies, which are obviously based in the South. Was it that kind of Southern living?
Not quite. I'm from Virginia, which is the top part of the South, most northern South.
Yeah.
But I still grew up with a lot of, you know, Southern traditions.
Yeah, because you did call yourself Southern Belle in one of your vlogs, didn't you?
I don't remember ever saying Belle, but I maybe did. But yeah, I'm a Southern girl at heart. I'm the one who walks on eggshells around people who doesn't want to offend. And that's been a huge change coming to the Netherlands, and everybody's very direct. And I have to say, it's one of the best things that I love about living here. It's taught me to be direct, and I think that directly impacts relationships.
Maybe you made a blog, I'm not sure, but did also some of the people when you go back to the United States think, well, Jessica, whoa, isn't that a little bit too direct because you adjusted a little too much in some ways?
It's so funny you said that because I was just talking to my dad about this.
Yeah.
About how I grew up in this way where, you know, you always... It took you 5 minutes to figure out how to say the right thing, to tell somebody the truth, but didn't hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
And moving here, I just felt that it makes life a lot easier, and directness is an asset, I think, for everybody.
Yeah, well, it can hurt something. I mean, I'm going to be the lawyer of the United States. What I obviously, I've never been there, so it's hard. But so it's all based on movies or accidental moments. I met Americans, which I did have. But then when they are just, for example, just say, "Oh, how nice to meet you," it's kind of an act, but it's also comforting.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, the British have the thing where, or some of the British have the thing where they're like, "You all right?" And for me, the first thing is like, "Do I not look all right?"
You know? Yeah.
And it's the same kind of thing. Is that's just hello? Whereas like, "Hey, how are you?" It's not really how are you. It's just hi.
Yeah. If you're really honest, then I see what you mean. So we go to another song.
Sure. Yeah. Let's just go down the line here. How about
Taylor Swift?
Some Taylor Swift. Sounds great.
Okay. And why you need to come? You have sent a list of numbers by mail, so I can see what it was from Taylor Swift. But why you need to calm down? Was there a reason for that?
Yeah, I think You Need to Calm Down is very much. I mean, it's a very much political song.
Yeah.
And I love it because I love how she and other artists started putting political things into songs in a way that is supposed to benefit society. And basically, You Need to Calm Down as a song about let people live their lives. And we just celebrated Pride here. And basically that song
Do they understand Pride in the, maybe in Virginia they will, or do you say?
Yeah. There's a huge Pride in San Francisco. I mean, that's on the other side of the country. Do we have Pride? When I left, I do not believe. I think they started it. I think yeah. they started it, but I, I've been here long enough to where a lot's changed over there. So I think they do have pride now. Yeah.
Yeah. And they also, okay. Let's just listen to it. Yeah.
All enjoy. Right.
But you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout. But you say it in a tweet, that's a cop-out. And I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bones, so you need to calm down. You're being too loud. And I'm just like, you need to just stop. Like, can you just not step on my gown? You need to calm down.
And you're listening to the in the podcast from Jessica Couturvello. Anyway, are you basically a vlogger or how do you call yourself? I mean, that's how I found you. But it's, and you make a website, a Wanderlust for Life. So what's your job?
I tend to say YouTuber because that's what I focus on. That's the community that I grow. I also have the website, social media, all of that.
But you do focus on where I found you on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. And I kind of make two different kinds of videos. I make the expat videos, and I also make a lot of travel videos, especially here in Amsterdam.
But did you go anywhere besides Amsterdam this summer, for example?
This summer, yeah. I was in. I went to Madeira.
Yeah.
In Portugal, I also spent some time in Spain, but I didn't film there because it was a conference and there wasn't so much to film. But coming up,
for your husband, I guess.
For me. Oh. Yeah, there's tons of conferences for people like me.
Yeah. What kind of person are you then? Which are for YouTubers or?
Both, actually. Madeira was for video specifically, yeah. So more social video. So whether that's YouTube or TikTok or what have you. And the other one was for blogging.
Oh, yeah. So there were maybe quite a lot of people who were also making content kind of doing the same. Or
yeah, it's kind of cool being around people who understand what you're doing and who don't get upset when you're trying to take pictures of your food. Because everybody hates that, right? When you're with somebody who takes pictures of their food.
Of your food, yeah. So why are you making pictures of my food? That kind of idea.
Yeah, you know, it's part of the... It's part of the thing. Everybody wants to see everything.
Yeah, but because 8 years ago, you also have lived in Groningen, haven't you?
No.
Oh,
no.
I thought. Oh, sorry. But anyway, 8 years ago, you moved to Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
And did you already know that this would be something you would make money on? Because I think 8 years ago, it wasn't that big a deal, YouTube. Am I correct?
I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know that I could make a lifestyle of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have friends who have been in the business for over 10 years.
Yeah.
I have friends who not only this is their full-time job, more on the blogging side specifically, my friends at least,
yeah.
But not only do they make enough money to support themselves, but their partners work with them because they don't have to have a traditional job.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I have friends.
You say you have a husband, but he hardly ever is in the videos, is he?
No, he used to be in the videos. It was a couple years ago when he didn't really...
He didn't like it anymore. Oh, sorry. You have to cough now. So sorry.
Pardon. But no, he prefers to be behind the camera.
Yeah, sure. But so when did you start? When did you start realizing, hey, I like it, and maybe I can do more than just making a hobby of it?
4 years ago.
4 years. Oh yeah.
4 years ago, I quit my job.
What was your job before this?
One of the big international companies here in Amsterdam.
Oh, okay. You just had a kind of a more regular job than that.
Traditional job.
So we can do some music that you can just get some water or something?
Yeah, I think that'd be really helpful. Yeah? I'm so sorry.
Okay. Doesn't matter. We'll go just do to Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling, and then you can drink a little water.
Nice. This is a great summer song.
Okay, that's good. Okay, this is a commercial, and after that...
No worries. I think this song is... I picked this because I think it is one of the most feel-good songs out there. And it is a perfect summer song, but it's also if you want to just get up and move.
Yeah.
So if you're anywhere where you can just get up and move, I think it's a perfect moment for you to do so.
Okay, and now you can get yourself a drink.
Yeah.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights, when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't need control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop, stop. Nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close.
can't stop the feeling. Nothing I can see but you when you dance.
Listening to in the podcast van Jessica Cutovello, but what's your name from when you were a girl?
My mother's maiden name, my maiden name, my mother's maiden name, no credit card information being stolen here, is Pearson.
Pearson,
yeah,
okay.
It's an English name,
yeah. And anyway, your cough is a little bit better now?
Yeah. Thank you for the water.
That's
very helpful. That's
good. And during this song, you said, oh, I do want to say something about the gun. That's because I mentioned it in the intro.
Yeah.
have you ever shot a gun? Then did you ever have a gun in your hand to say it?
Okay, so...
I haven't on my 40s.
I have. Uh-huh. I have.
Could you shoot?
I actually did quite well, but here's a big but here.
The big but.
I was part of a citizen police academy.
Yeah. Oh.
So I was with police officers on a police shooting range, and that was the only time I've ever held or shot a gun. I've not held or shot one before or since. I don't like them.
You don't like them either.
I don't like them. I mean, I grew up with a family of hunters, so I've always been around them, but never a handgun. I never really saw a real handgun aside from, you know, on a police officer's side.
Yeah.
Before, you know, I grew up. So I was used to hunting rifles and things like that, but still I never held one.
Were you ever in company when animals were shot?
No.
Neither that. Okay.
No, I did fishing. I did fishing, but I'm not. I mean, I was a bit of a daddy's girl. I was a little bit of a tomboy growing up, but only a little bit. And I didn't really get into the woodsy stuff, even though I grew up on a mountain. So.
Oh, you grew up? Are there mountains in Virginia?
Yeah. The Appalachian Mountains, the Blue Ridge Mountains. The Skyline Drive goes through. The Appalachian Trail that people like to hike from Maine to Georgia, that's all through Virginia.
I always thought that it was more in the Northwest, but that's not true. That's also in Virginia, in the East.
Yeah. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. We had the Appalachian Trail going through our mountain, actually. But I grew up literally on the top of a mountain. I learned to drive on mountain roads. It was very scary.
Okay, yeah. So... Then culturally you have started to live in another area, but also there are not many mountains in Amsterdam, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's the one thing I miss. I really, really do, because I went from living on top of a mountain to college in the valley, and then I ended up living in the valley. So I was so used to seeing mountains all around me, and it's the one thing I miss. Yeah.
Yeah. Because But now, you are in Amsterdam. And we were talking about before the music, we were talking about that 4 years ago, you thought, what was it kind of that you found a new goal in life? Or was it more that you thought, I like it, or how did you experience from just being an expat having a kind of a normal job mm-hmm. to, well, showing yourself all the time, for example.
Yeah, I mean, I had started YouTube before that, but not seriously. And even in those 4 years, I had only started 2019, January 2019, I wanted to start making a video every week. And I've pretty much done that. We just started watching YouTubers. And I was like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And I worked in radio, as I was telling you before, when I was in high school and then in college. And I kind of missed that interaction with the community, like the direct interaction. And even though it's not live, I do kind of like that personality can show through. And also you're showing a place in a different way.
Yeah.
Where you can visually see it a little bit better. And that's something that my husband and I are trying to even get better at so that you can see a little bit more of the vibe of it.
I've seen a couple of vloggers. So maybe because when I'm looking at you, then I get new content of others. And I also think, well, that's kind of funny. So maybe I talk about a vlog which is not from you. But I think you also made a vlog about Almere, didn't you?
I just did, this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just went live yesterday.
And I don't think many people also in Amsterdam have gone to Almere to make anything about that. she's starting to know the Netherlands or north of Holland even better than most people in here do.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the reason that I wanted to do more video is to learn more about the Netherlands as well. And I mean, I did go on a press trip with Amsterdam and Partners. I work with a lot, and they took me a few weeks ago into Flevoland and to show, you know, the new land and to try to, you know, get people, you know, people are going to come to Amsterdam and they're going to explore, but it's nice for them to see other parts of the country. And, you know, the new land is a very interesting place because Almere, it was designed, right? Like it's very
60 years ago,
purposeful.
It was just water.
Yeah. And it's so interesting and there's so much to do there, especially a lot of water and nature. So I think it was really interesting for me. So I had made a video about Lely Sad before a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just went back to Almere ourselves.
Whatever.
And then we stayed on a vineyard, which was the most relaxing I've felt in years.
Oh yeah. That was the appetizer. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the most amazing experience I've had in so long. I mean,
kind of Little Italy in
outside of the city of Almere. Yeah, it was so nice.
Yeah, I mean, you understand why I think it's also funny to hear an American course say Almere all the time. It has some funny thing in it.
I say it wrong? Do I say it very differently?
No, it's not really that. Why would an American talk about Almere? But
I mean, I do say a lot of things wrong, so I would not be surprised. Yeah. Luckily, the internet trolls haven't gotten me too bad on that one. So
no, I thought it was kind of cute. I think it's cute in a good way. Because Wanderlust for Life sounds like you want to explore life. What's the deeper goal with it for yourself?
Well, I mean, the niche of a Wanderlust for Life right now is European travel specifically. Yeah. Now the YouTube,
so not only NDSM and Almere.
Not just NDSM and Almere. I know, but I want to explore more of the Netherlands. And my channel doesn't have everywhere that I've been because we went to a lot of places before I took the channel seriously. So we have been to Maastricht, of course, Haarlem and Utrecht and Groningen, although it was raining when we were up there. So it was not a very good experience. We even went to Tilburg. We worked with the Tilburg tourism agency. So, I mean, we're getting around, but we need
to go
back
around. Many places Dutch people don't, in a way. Yeah.
I quite liked Tilburg. I have to say, I left thinking it was very livable. Like it was very, very livable. It's a university city as well. So of course you have lots of interesting things to do for young people too.
Yeah. But you say it's also more about Netherlands. Obviously you're now in Amsterdam, but it's also about all other countries, so to say.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is more European. It's just to travel is very expensive, especially right now. So that's when I take the opportunity to learn more about the Netherlands. And also we don't tend to, this was a very strange year for us. We don't tend to travel a lot in the summer because honestly, it's just too hot in a lot of places and I don't like the heat. So I have not been enjoying the last few days, I have to say.
Yeah, because in one of your vlogs, you said, or YouTube,
you said, well, one of the things you have to get used to is it's raining all the time. Well, I thought, no, it's not.
You're talking about my Why I Hate Amsterdam video, which I have to say did its job. It got views. It got engagement. Yeah. The point of the video actually went over most people's heads because I don't usually make those kinds of videos, which was basically there's not a lot to complain about, so let me pick silly.
It was kind of funny, wasn't it? Yeah.
I think it was funny.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are like, this is a stupid reason. I'm like, that's the point.
I love it here.
And so I'm nitpicking.
Yeah. So, but I can't imagine, there used to be a little bit more rain. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, when I talk about I can't wear my heels around Amsterdam anymore, I mean, you have to sort of start thinking, is she really serious? And I mean, it is a serious thing, but it's not like that's why I don't hate Amsterdam.
It's not a reason not to move to Amsterdam your heels. What is the reason that, I mean, were you always somebody who was looking for somebody to feel home? Or do you say, well, I feel home anywhere? So it's also the circumstances which kept me stay in Amsterdam.
No, I think I wasn't looking for anything. We were looking to try a European lifestyle. And
what is the European lifestyle?
Not American. It's basically...
But also not Asian.
Or
African or anything.
No, it really was this idea that you have more of a work-life balance. Places are easier to travel to. There's multiple... I mean, in the U.S. there are tons of cultures. It is not one culture. And I think most people who visit that... We'll know that, we'll see that. But it's, you know, there's so much history here. There's so many interesting things to do. And I feel like people really enjoy life. And I just feel like when I was in my bubble in the U.S., I wasn't exploring. I wasn't curious.
Was it a little bit of a boring bubble?
I'm from the Shenandoah Valley. I think it's a beautiful area. But I think it's just one of those things when you grow up somewhere, you just don't. You don't take advantage of it. You don't see the beauty. I mean, we had a list of things to do before we moved that we hadn't done before that people will travel halfway around the world to do. So I think it was just, I needed a change and we fell in love with Amsterdam so hard. I mean,
what was it that you love so much?
It's just like, it's a vibe. Like it feels like a small community.
Yeah.
It feels like a village, but you have all of the big city amenities and obviously English being, you know, an easy language to get around here made it easier, maybe too easy to be perfectly honest, because I'm not fluent in Dutch yet. I can get by, but I'm not fluent in Dutch.
You can go to the Albert Heijn.
I can go to the Albert Heijn. I can go to the restaurants. I can give my information. I can do, you know, general questions.
For example, I also because you made your vlogs in English, I thought, well, let's just not even make a question about it. But I guess you would have felt uncomfortable if it would have said it must be in Dutch.
I probably wouldn't have come, unfortunately, if it was in Dutch. I have been on a press trip that was only in Dutch. That was quite difficult for me.
Yeah.
But I know enough to get in trouble. You know, it's like I can understand enough from people, and they don't, and because I don't speak it to people, they'll speak around me, and then I can understand what they're saying just enough, and then I just kind of chime in with the that's right. Did you by any chance go over here?
Yeah.
And it confuses them because they're like, but you don't speak it.
Yeah.
But I understand a lot of it, and so. Yeah, there's a weird...
I could have talked Dutch to you and you could have talked English backwards.
Maybe. Let's not test that theory.
No, but it's okay. But that was one of the reasons that's what we're talking about, that you said, well, that made it easier because most people, about 10, can talk quite well English, I think.
Yeah, and especially if you know as much of Dutch as I know and then somebody, you know, knows a lot of English, like, I can get... the job done. And also I've been around so long to where, you know, I can take contextual clues.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, even with my neighbors, they speak perfectly fine English, but sometimes I'll have to say the Dutch word. I'm like, oh yeah, I know what that is. Sure. And that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there any other, if when I hear you, I think she has only really looked in Europe, not in, indeed not in Africa or Asia or what other countries? Southern America,
Oceania,
and Oceania. Yeah, that's kind of more little if you look to the cultures, I guess. But was it indeed? Did you say, well, which is still quite big. Europe was the basic. Or do you say, well, we also went to Africa or Asia or...
You mean to live or to travel?
To travel.
To travel, yeah. I mean, we've been to Morocco. Yeah. We went to Marrakesh specifically. So it's hard to say I went to Morocco and you only go to one city, but I guess most people do that. We've been to Hong Kong twice. We've been to Singapore. We're going to Bali later this year. And then back to Singapore for a few days on the way back, since that's the way KLM goes. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I loved Hong Kong and Singapore so much. And I want to do like the 6-month trip. This is my dream, is to go to Taiwan and Japan and South Korea and just do like.
So you do look further than Europe only, but yeah. And is there within Europe, but your Wanderlust for Life is basically about Europe, I guess?
For now. Yeah. For now. Again, travel is expensive, so it makes more sense to stay in Europe and focus on Europe, because a lot of Americans travel to Europe as well. And because, like you said, I do my videos in English, I get a lot of Americans and British people who watch. So it makes sense that, you know, they come to Europe and that I focus on
what
that.
What do you want to make? Are you kind of... Do you see yourself as kind of a travel agency, or how do you see yourself in the broader sense?
No, definitely not a travel agency. Please do not ask me for travel advice. I have to charge for that kind of thing. But
because of you, I start thinking about going to Almere. But
Do it. Definitely go to that vineyard, though. It's amazing.
Yeah.
No, I see myself as inspirational and educational.
Yeah.
Inspirational more in terms of we are trying to find places that people may not know about, and that they're really missing out. For instance, we went to the Wadden Sea in Denmark.
Oh, yeah.
And it was an amazing trip. But do any Americans go there? I even tried to get on a podcast. I was on this podcast, but I was trying to pitch me talking about that on the podcast. And he's like, I don't understand. You know, you have to tell me why Americans should go there. And I couldn't quite articulate it. So I didn't get to talk about it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just... There's so many places that are outside of, you know, Amsterdam and Barcelona and Paris and London and Venice. And we really want to help people find those. But the reality is the main audience is going to be in Europe, because Americans, they may get one trip to Europe in their lifetime, and it's a 2-week trip, and they're going to hit London, Paris and Amsterdam in their 2-week trip.
Yeah.
And that's great too. So I do still create content there. I just went to Paris. So I have a video of food experiences, which I love to do those videos now. But yeah, so it's just trying to broaden people's horizons, especially those who are here, because there's a lot of expats here.
Shall we do another song now? Yeah.
Let's do it.
Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits, or Camilo, whatever.
Let's do Ed Sheeran.
And why Ed Sheeran?
I don't know. The song, it just makes you feel something. And I think that's just what I went with all of these songs. But Bad Habits, I don't even think I liked it the first time I heard it, but it grows on you. And it's a little dark, but it's a little about love. I don't know. It's a good song.
Conversations with a stranger, I barely know. Swearing this'll be the last, but Every pure intention ends when the good times start. Falling over everything to reach the first time spark. It started on a neon light and then it all got dark. I only know how to go too far. My bad habits lead to
you're listening to in the podcast from Jessica Cutofelio Velo. We're reaching the end. You started this 4 years ago, that you really made every week YouTube. Do you have some kind of goals that you say, well, in 4 years time I would like to
make enough money for my husband to be able to join me? The main goal. Location independence.
Your husband wants to do it too. And will he start his own, or will you be a duo or something like that?
No, he's my photographer and videographer. Yeah. So he travels with me as much as possible. And most of the videos that you see on the channel, he helped film.
Yeah.
So that's the main goal, is for us to just be as independent as possible. Now, who knows when that will happen, if it will happen, but it's the goal that I'm working towards.
Yeah. Okay. And the content will stay kind of the same, or what I hear from you is just let people explore the unusual things for a part, and for a part make the usual things even explore the unusual things within the usual things.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll be part the expat videos, because people do tend to like those. Both the Dutch like to see how I see their country and the people. Lots of comments from Dutch people, which is great.
Are most comments indeed from Americans and Dutch people, or who respond most?
On the expat videos, I believe it's mostly Dutch people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they're just very curious, which is great. And, you know, when I'm wrong, I like to be, you know, told in politely that I'm wrong, but yeah. I don't mind the directness, as I've said.
I
want it to be very informational for people who want to move here, who are looking to move here, but also inspire people to go to new places, figure out interesting things to do in places they already know. But I mainly just want it to be a community. I want it to be a community of travelers who are kind and who, yeah, they just are open-minded to other people and let people be themselves. And I hope that that's what I bring across. And that's who I hope that my audience is that they accept everybody for who they are.
So let the community grow in a way.
Yeah. And I think that you attract what you put out there. Yeah, and so I hope that I put that out there.
And for us as Dutch people, you are European orientated. What are the secrets of Europe? most Dutch people haven't found yet.
Oh my. Oh my. Oh geez. Dutch people, maybe not Ischia in Italy. It's an island in Italy. A lot of Germans go there and I think Russians, but not so much Dutch. I don't know. Everywhere we go, we find Dutch people. Like literally we're walking down the street and we start counting how many times we hear Dutch on the street because it's amazing. I love it. I also like to hear Dutch because it reminds me of home, which is here now. But yeah, that one's a big one.
Do you feel even more home here in Amsterdam North than you maybe have felt home in Virginia? Or do you say, well, Virginia is my home?
Oh, that is so hard to answer. I mean, here is home. Like, this is who I am now.
Yeah.
Virginia is always going to be where my, you know, where my family's from, where I grew up. And a lot of my friends are still there. But the reality is this is my home. And I am an Amsterdammer, whether I speak fluent Dutch or not. And Amsterdam is home. If I speak of home, it will always be here.
Okay. And Virginia is your youth, so to say.
Yeah, it's my past. But I still like to visit every once in a while. It is so beautiful. If anybody gets the chance to go there, please drive down 81, Interstate 81, and see some of the mountains and go do the pretty drives and stuff.
Okay. Brings me to the end of this program. What are we going to finish with?
We're going to finish with a new song. It's from Jax. She blew up over the pandemic on TikTok making her songs. And this song is about body acceptance and how people like to make women feel less about their bodies. So I think it's a great song to end on.
Okay. Well, this brings me to the end. Thank you very much for being here. And in 2 weeks, we will listen to a historian about the last century, which name I forgot. But it will be about the 19th century and economic developments then. But now we're going to listen to Jax and Victoria's Secret.
Thought I wish somebody would have told me when I was younger. All bodies aren't the same. Photoshop bitty bitty models on magazine covers. Told me I was overweight. I stopped eating. What a bummer. Can't have carbs in a hot girl summer. If I could go back and tell myself when I was younger, I'd say, psst. Told me that thighs of thunder meant normal human thighs. The fucking pressure I was under to lose my appetite and fight the cellulite with Hunger Games like every night. If I could go back and tell myself when I was younger, I'd say, hey, dummy. Secret.